Okay, welcome back to the Quicken Loans Studios at Yahoo Sports Radio. And it is hard to believe that the 2014 NBA Draft will be here before you know it. And so it is time to visit with our good friends at RF Sports, rfsports.com up in Dallas. We also are going to take time to relive the Dallas Mavericks season and also preview what are going to be some of their positional needs. So it's a pleasure to welcome in tonight Rodney Fisher from RF Sports. Hi, Rodney. Good evening. It's good to have you with us on this Friday night.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
First and foremost, I want to get your takeaways on San Antonio's dominance in the second round against Portland, because all I can say is you really have to give a lot of credit to the Mavericks, because they took them seven games before they could eliminate the Dallas Mavericks team. It really prepped them for this particular series. Would you agree?
I would agree totally. I think the players agree with that as well. Even Coach Popovich said, or kind of alleviated towards that during the press conference with Portland. You know, when you have a team that wins so many games in the regular season and able to rest the players like they were able to, if they can come out in the series and have a tough series right off the bat and win a critical game seven, a must-win game seven, that's the best way, I think, for any team to prepare for a long playoff run. And when they flipped the switch in game seven and beat the Mavs the way they did, the switch stayed on for the entire series. So I would agree with you. I think the Mavericks got them ready for a long run.
Were you surprised, though, in that particular series with the Spurs and the Trailblazers that it wasn't a little bit closer, especially, you know, there was so much excitement after watching Damian Lillard hit that game-winning shot against Houston?
Well, I was surprised, especially for games one and two, the way the Spurs came out. Now, I was looking forward, like everyone else, to a Tony Parker versus Damian Lillard matchup, LaMarcus Aldridge versus Tim Duncan matchup. But then when you sit back and think about it, after looking at the entire series now, this is typically what the Spurs do. They're just a well-oiled machine. The way they run offense, the way they play defense. You know, now you can look back and say, well, this is what the Spurs are supposed to do with a team like Portland being so young and in the playoffs with a coach that's pretty young coaching in the playoffs. But I was surprised in games one and two that they were not that competitive.
Hey, we are going one-on-one with Rodney Fisher of RF Sports, rfsports.com. They've got some great stuff on their website. We want to encourage you to go and to check that out. And the other thing, too, about San Antonio, you talk about their starting five, but their bench really did come alive, and they have been so critical. And I certainly see them making a run to the finals.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You look at Marco Bellinelli and the contributions that he's had in this series. And then especially Patty Mills. You know, Coach Popovich joked this year about how he didn't play him as much last year because he was fat. He was overweight. Well, he came back in this season after the offseason losing some weight and played some critical minutes to back up for Tony Parker in both playoff series. And he's been a big difference maker for the team.
Okay, Rodney Fisher with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. So let's step back for just a moment. Obviously, you're up there in Dallas. I see you at all the Maverick games. What is your overall assessment of how the season did play out for the Mavericks? And we're going to talk about, too, you know, what are the next steps now for this franchise to move forward and to get back to contending for a championship?
Well, you look at the season, I consider the season to be a big success. You know, they started the season with one goal in mind, and that was to make it back into the playoffs after missing it by one game the previous year. And they had a new roster. They finally got some guys they signed for a longer period of time instead of one-year deals. That was a big concern for the front office as well as their superstar, Dirk. So I consider their season to be a big success. Forcing seven games against the top seed in the Western Conference is a success as well. But they've got a lot of question marks going into the offseason. Who's going to come back? How they're going to fill some of these holes? You know, they've got Dirk as a free agent, which we all know he's coming back to Dallas. But they've got to get a deal done with him and for how long and how much money. They got to figure out if they're going to be bringing back guys like Vince Carter, Sean Marion, these veteran guys. And Cuban is a type of owner that wants a veteran presence in the locker room. But these are tough decisions. So they got to figure out how many veterans they're going to keep, how they're going to rebuild to kind of build a roster with younger, talented players, because they know Dirk is on his last 2 to 3 years of playing. So they've got a lot of question marks in this offseason, and I'm anticipating them going after some younger talent. I don't think they're going to do a lot in the draft, but I think they will try to be very, very active on the free agent market.
Well, Ronnie, certainly a lot of curiosity on my part in terms of who they will bring back with their free agents. Obviously, the centerpiece you just talked about in terms of Dirk. But I thought it was very interesting, even after Game 7 against the San Antonio Spurs, how Rick Carlisle talked about what it will take in order for them to get back to contending for a championship. And the word he used was continuity. They've got to be able to have that. It's important to have your template in place and then to be able, as you're talking about, surrounding yourself with younger players and to be able to build and move forward and not have a continual revolving door.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And that's something that they've wanted ever since they won the championship in 2011. They wanted a team that they can really build or core base they can build around. I think the building blocks that they added with Jose Calderon, Monte Ellis, mm-hmm. I think those were solid building blocks to start with. You know Dirk's coming back, so that's one piece you can feel. But I think that they were looking more from guys like Jay Crowder when they drafted him, of course, with Bernard James. I think they will try to find some younger players to add to that core because, let's face it, you look at guys like Vince Carter, who was able to turn back the clock in that series against the San Antonio Spurs. We don't know if he's going to decide to maybe go back to Florida where he has a home in Orlando, or you hear interest from the Toronto Raptors about bringing him back to help them in their playoff push for next year. You look at guys like Sean Marion, who has a home in Miami, and players like LeBron, they appreciate guys like Sean Marion to come in and play for a veteran minimum and help them continue to win. So there's a lot of question marks, and I just hope they decide to go ahead and go younger because they do need to start thinking about the future, a long-term kind of plan versus this next season.
You know, Rodney, I'm not sure if you've been keeping up with, you know, some of these younger talent that's going to be coming in and declaring themselves for the NBA draft, and, you know, what type of player would you like to see to be able to come into with the Mavericks and not only to make an impact but to help them improve defensively? It's got to start on the defensive end.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, when they brought in Sammy Dallenberg in the offseason, who knew he was going to be able to – we thought he played defense, but he did a great job defending against guys like Tiago Splitter, even Tim Duncan. So they do need a defensive presence, especially down low, even more so on the perimeter as well, too. Hopefully with Devin Harris, if they can get him back, you know, he's coming back off of that toe injury. He did very well towards the late part of the season.
He was fantastic in game one against the Spurs. He was awesome.
Yeah,
I agree.
If we get him back, that'd be great. but you look at the draft right now, and it is loaded with young talent. This has got to be one of the better drafts I've seen over the last 5 years. They're loaded right in the first round. And even the second round, they can find some gold in the second round, too.
You know, we're talking about the front line for the Dallas Mavericks, Samuel Dallenberg, DeJuan Blair. Let's kind of do an assessment of the job that Brandon did this year, Brandon Wright. I thought that he had a very nice season.
I thought he had a great season. He's one of those players that keeps improving, and I'm glad he's going to be here next season as well. If he can continue on the trajectory that he's on and keep moving his skill level up and up and up, and Carlisle starts to trust him a lot more and giving him more minutes, he could be a very solid piece, not just defensively, but offensively as well. You saw him really be a high-flying act for the Mavericks. You know, he was the guy that caught all the alley-oops for Devin Harris. So if he can come back and have a good offseason, come back as a better player, he's going to be an integral part of that offense and defense next season.
Okay, Rodney Fisher has been with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can check out their stuff at rfsports.com. Rodney, give us a little bit of a sampling of some of the stuff that you and your father have on your site.
Well, absolutely. We're doing a big thing about the NBA draft, so you guys can get information about that there. Of course, we'll be covering the finals and the Western Conference finals as well. So anything NBA, you guys can find us there. And I wanted to say thank you for having us on, and look forward to coming back again.
Hey, we've got actually about another couple of minutes. What has been your impression so far of the playoffs?
My impression so far is that, you know, the Western Conference is so tough. And
yes.
After you've seen what the Spurs have been able to do against the Blazers, you have to have them as a favorite to win the whole thing. You know, the way you watch them play, I think they've faced some adversity. They've overcome that. In the Eastern Conference, I'm watching Miami, and I'm looking at how they're winning and not really facing any adversity. They only lost one game out of two series that they won. Now they're in the Eastern Conference Finals. So that kind of scares me a little bit because they haven't faced a very, very tough team yet. So depending on who wins, and, of course, Indiana's not a shoo-in to win right now, but depending on where they get a challenge from, I want to see how they react to that challenge. I want to see a team kind of push them to the brink and see how they respond. And I think the Spurs are going to be that team in the finals.
Rodney Fisher with RF Sports, rfsports.com, has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Always a pleasure, and I will see you again real soon, hopefully up at the draft, okay?
All right, thank you.
Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big East Sports Show.